Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Winning State of Mind. It's your boy Alex, and you know we're here to talk about nothing other than that good gospel. Let's praise the Lord. So now, we all gotta do that. I accept all religions, faiths, beliefs, whatever you have, because it don't matter what you believe in as long as your mind is right. And that's what this podcast is designed to do. Get your mind right. So, for those that need some getting right of their mind, or those that just kind of want to see what's missing, like myself, and see how they can continue to add to themselves, then you definitely found yourself in the right spot. Thank you so much for every single person that's tuned in. I'm so, so grateful for the opportunity, and I'm just going to continue to get more and more personal with lessons that I can continue to learn about myself, and I hope that it can resonate or connect with someone. If it does, that's great. If not, I just hope that you get some sort of value out of it, but without further ado, a big lesson that's really shaped me pretty recently is learning that I was taking on too much at one time, and I wasn't really going all the way in, right? So I want to call this one All In, because All In is my theme all 2019, all 2020, and moving forward. All In is all I know now. I knew that I wasn't working hard enough, but I did not know that I was not all in. And here's the kicker. Before we even dive too deep into being all in and really trying to understand what it means to be all in or what's necessary of you before you can be all in, let's establish the fact that it's do or die, really. It's do or die. And let's establish the fact. I'm so sorry, I had to reach back and look for my backpack. But let's establish the fact that it is do or die. Literally, every single day is do or die. And you don't really have a choice. I mean, in the fact that you can decide to not be all in one day, you have the choice of doing that. But the fact, do or die, that is a law. Like, that's a spiritual law. I feel like that's a universal law that you cannot change. It's not the easiest to always talk about, and I don't want to always talk about it either. But a quote of mine, I'm not going to say a quote, but more of a mantra or mentality that I now abide by, and that's really, really helped shape me as well, is called Memento Mori, which essentially is a memo that you are mortal. That's the cleanest, most child-friendly way I could say it, I guess. I'm not trying to really hide it, but we're all going to die someday, and that's our shared human experience. But with Memento Mori, it says, relax. Let's not start to freak out. Let's use this as an empowerment to understand that every day we have above ground is a blessing, and that we can really choose to be who we want to be every single day of our life. If there's something that can get in the way and impair you completely, if you have any form of consciousness right now, that I do not have the answer for. And to me, that sounds like the worst thing that anybody could experience or ask for. And I hope that no one ever has to experience that. But as of right now, I just can't believe that the consciousness that we experience just goes away. I just can't. How can I form these thoughts on such an ethereal level, right? On such a spiritual, metaphysical level, yet I can be so fragile and so meaningless and minuscule in the big scope of the big scope of things. I'm pretty sure I just drove by my church, and I don't know if I saw a horse there. I might have to turn around and see, because I don't know if I just, woof, I don't know if I went crazy. I think I just saw a horse, but we can't explain everything, and that's how I just know. I feel like if we had it figured out, we would have it figured out by now, because there's too many people that want to have it figured out. Somebody would have figured it out. If we could figure out how to build pyramids and figure out how to build all these big skyscrapers in New York City and Los Angeles that look like they're touching the sky, right? I mean, look at the Eiffel Tower, for real, for real. How can we not figure out the existence and the meaning of life? Is it to just see if we can build the biggest building and outdo each other and keep building and building and building? Well, if you're thinking about creating and God created us, or just say God as a representation of a intangible, omniscient being, then we are mimicking God. And essentially, we are pursuing and attempting to recreate God-like ability. That far surpasses normal functions. And that's... not just what I'm saying is that's really just not meant for you to go half ass on something. It's not meant for you to sit around and just indulge yourself in getting a dopamine high. And I'm talking to myself here too, so don't feel like I'm saying I'm guilt free or I'm off the cuff scot-free too. It's meant to get the most out of it. And in order to get the most out of it, you got to go all in. So now I'm bringing it back full circle. Before we can talk about going all in on a goal, you got to go all in on your own life, my guy. Or girl, you got to go all in on your own life. Because I don't know about y'all, but I sit around here sometimes and I just think about so much. And I'm just like, how can someone explain the existence of life across all boards for every single person that fits one size fits all? No. No. No, 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 no. No. So, knowing this, it's hard to justify sometimes. Like, wow, there are so many cruel, hard truths that are universal principles that you cannot do anything to change in life, that can be really cruel and messed up. And yeah, you can get killed for having a certain skin color. People can walk into schools and shoot children that you kissed on their forehead and sent off on the school bus before you went to work. And not even just going to work, but going to work at a job that you hate, that you've been going to for 20 years, that makes you wake up every day wondering if you should have just switched majors in college, but no, you listened to your parents instead because you didn't want to let your parents down, and now your parents aren't even with you anymore. See, now that's not the most beautiful painting. I'm sure not too many people would want to buy that or hang that up on their wall, but that's real, and that's a reality, and I think about that all the time, and that scares me. I don't want to look back ever on a life that I regret. Sometimes I just look back on SHIP and graduating from college and looking at my marketing degree and really wondering and questioning, what did I get out of having a marketing degree? I feel like I didn't really learn anything that sets me apart from someone else. Was it worth the money? I don't know. Knowing what I know now, and that's the key, right? Knowing what I know now, hindsight is 20/20. I would have gone with a communications degree focusing graphic design, so I could have been working on Photoshop and I could have been designing because I love art. But now if we put this into perspective, I didn't realize how much I loved art until my senior year, about. And I didn't even start to become free in sharing my art until even recently. And even still, I'm still kind of reserved on sharing my music, sharing just things that I express creatively, like singing or rapping, because there's so many people that easily hate and that will tear you down. But it's not about them at the end of the day. It's about being all in on a goal. So That's really the key. You want to be all in on something? You got to be all in on your life. You can't half-ass your life. No wonder you're half-assing a goal. If you want tips on setting practices in place to achieve goals, there's plenty of videos on YouTube where you can get some of the same information that I would give you right now, because, I mean, to be honest, I got some of that same information myself and implemented it. But that's been my secret so far, has just being all in on life and understanding that life is precious and realizing that I was taking life for granted, even though I thought I wasn't. So just ask yourself that. That's what I really challenge y'all. Just ask yourself, if today was my last day on earth, how would I feel? And that's not the easiest thing to ask. Ease into it. Just think, or just think if your time was short. Because I started asking myself that. My time is short. How do I feel about myself? There's going to be that part of me, I'm still not where I want to be. So, man, I'm going to be disappointed because I'm not seeing where I've only dreamed of being. But if I'm working towards it, at least I can say I tried. So, I had to keep it a beam with y'all. Thank y'all once again for tuning in. As always, I love y'all. Thank you for being so dedicated and supportive of me, really inspiring me to keep going and appreciating me for me. And I'm glad that I'm able to provide value. So please reach out to me. I got some surprise listeners out here, especially you, T. I know that you might have told me once or twice before, but that really caught me off guard again to hear it. So speak up, y'all. Speak up. Let me know. I'm not saying it for clout. I'm not saying it because I'm feeling low on self-esteem. I just want to see the impact that I'm creating. I just think that's really cool. And if someone's able to get value, then I have a good thing. Maybe I should put more time into this. Maybe I should get more serious. Help me to help you. That's what I'm saying. Please. Please. Thank you. Reach out. Follow me if you want. AlexDoesMusic_ my Instagram, same on Facebook. My personal is I Am Alex Davis on Twitter. Hit me up. If you want to be on the show, reach out, do something. I don't know. But if not, I reach out. I need to do more. And y'all will see more winning state of mind. I love y'all. Have a good night. Stay safe. Keep dreaming. And ask yourself that one question. Peace.